Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Will.
And you're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 466.
On Now You Know. So, Will, I thought we should check in on Optimus, Tesla's humanoid robot, and see what it's up to.
Okay, well, Elon posted a dancing emoji.
What does that mean?
Roll the video.
Let's rock this joint!
Okay, but that must be fake, right?
Well, according to Gorklon, who is, of course, Elon Musk for the time being, this is real time. What started as an actor in a suit is now reality.
Okay, so Milan Kovac, who's VP of Optimus Engineering at Tesla, posted, "More coming shortly. The team has been working very hard in the background, entirely trained in simulation with reinforcement learning. Many optimizations and fixes have been put in place in our sim to real training code. The cable is there in case of a fall, not actually holding the box. Since this is an early result, which will get more stable very quickly." So, Will, what's the over-under on Optimus being able to brew an acceptable British tea?
Well, once it's been through an intensive tea bagging course, of course.
Quick, what are the three things that you'd like Optimus to be able to do for you?
Anything that involves going up ladders, going to fetch me a pint of milk from a tea, and randomly dancing like Dick Van Dyke.
Chim chimney. All right, so let's look at the close-up slow-mo of Optimus's footwork here.
And if you're like, what's the big deal? I already saw Optimus dancing at the Wii Robot event last year.
Right. I mean, those dancing Optimi in that, I don't know what you want to call it, the central dance dome there, those were pre-programmed. And if you look carefully, while they did kind of sway a bit, their feet were planted.
But what about the Optimus bartenders at the event?
Yeah, so those Optimuses...
Tomato, tomato!
...were remote controlled by Tesla engineers. This new dancing Optimus is important because it is Optimus dancing like, you know, you or I would, although I wouldn't dance as well, where we have to keep our balance as we throw our feet into the air. Very complicated stuff. It involves really good sensors, fast processing, and reinforcement learning.
Yeah, there's no doubt if I dance like that, I'd be on my arse in seconds. Oh, oh,
oh. All right, so you are immune to this next story, Will, because you're in the UK. But here in America, the Republicans in Congress have filed a bill that would end the EV tax credit of $7,500 on a new EV and up to $4,000 for a used EV. And that should be happening on December 31st of this year if it's passed.
Farzad asks, are they going to end all the oil and gas subsidies too?
Gorklon Russ said all subsidies should end, including those for oil and gas. Anything else is pure hypocrisy, and fate does not smile upon hypocrites. And it's our Patreon poll this week. So support us on Patreon. And for just $2 a month, you get all our Patreon bonus stories and you get to participate in all of our poll questions. So we'll find out later in the show what the patrons think of all this. Thanks to Birch for sponsoring this video.
Birch is currently running their Memorial Day sale and has given us an exclusive discount for our followers.
So use Birch Partner 27 to get 27% off your mattress, plus 2 free pillows with your mattress purchase.
Birch Living makes fiberglass-free mattresses. I didn't even know the mattresses came with fiberglass, did you, before this?
I didn't.
Crafted with responsibly sourced materials such as organic cotton, organic wool, and 100% natural latex.
So Jesse and I both both sleep on Birch mattresses and have for years. I even ordered another one for a guest room. I mean, I sleep better knowing that I have a more natural bed. Jesse has the Birch Lux Natural Mattress, which is a premium upgrade to their original, well-loved Birch Natural Mattress. I'm always asking if I can sleep over his house because his bed is just one step up from mine. I like that it's free from polyurethane foams, which can cause harmful off-gassing, and is also constructed without fiberglass that can be detrimental to your health. And so my sleep has gotten better. Thanks to the pressure relief construction, I feel better all day. 79% of those who suffered from back pain with their old mattress saw a reduction in pain with their Birch mattress.
Unlike synthetic mattresses, the wool in these mattresses makes it hypoallergenic, both allergen and mildew resistant.
And the organic materials help keep me cool and regulate my body temperature.
Birch mattresses are GOTs and Green Guard Gold certified, meaning they are free of any polyurethane-based foams and harsh unnecessary chemicals and pollutants.
With your Birch mattress, you get a 100-night sleep trial, so you can get more than 3 months to make sure that you love it.
The best part about this is that Birch delivers your mattress right to your door for free in the US.
They also offer in-home setup and removal to make your buying experience as convenient as possible.
It is recommended to switch out your mattress every 8 years. We love our Birch mattress and think you will too, even though I haven't really tried one. But you know, you and Jesse are all over it, aren't you?
Click on the link below and use our exclusive code BirchPartner27 to get 27% off plus two free pillows with your mattress purchase during their Memorial Day sale.
My two favorite things, Tesla and sleep.
So as we've talked about many times before, Elon is planning for the X app to become more than a news and social media platform.
Yeah, one of the new features X has hinted at is X Money, and already X has been approved in 42 US states.
Even Visa has announced a partnership leveraging their Visa Direct for instant wallet funding and transfers.
But New York state lawmakers are saying not so fast.
Yeah, New York Assemblymember Micah Lasher and Senator Brad Holman Sigel are blocking X Money's money transmitter license, citing Elon's reckless conduct and potential overreach in financial infrastructure. Now, it's funny that those two didn't try to stop Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, even though he defrauded investors of $3 billion right there in New York.
Yeah, and I mean, Elon's Doge has only saved $170 billion so far. That's so reckless.
Elon's so reckless. So, Will, I want to thank you for your coverage of ChargeCube. Do you remember when you covered that? And Felton, those are companies in the UK that are doing really cool things.
Yeah, that's such a fun part about this job, and I didn't expect to be doing it, but just going to find all these creative businesses and companies that are making such things as the ChargeCube, it's fantastic. And of course, they had to make these convertible electric units for cars.
Yeah, I mean, we were so intrigued by your videos that we reached out to Chris Hazel, the CEO of both companies, and interviewed him for our Disruptive Investing channel. We published our interview with Chris about Felton, the company that makes and sells the EV conversion kits for converting your old gas-powered Porsche, Land Rover, or Mini into electric.
Getting to drive Mr. Bean's electric Mini replica was brilliant.
That was really fun watching you do that. Yeah, so you should watch Will's video on his channel, Tesla Jigsaw, where we got to see Felton's operation up close because Will covered it. This week, we have our interview with Chris where we learned about ChargeCube.
ChargeCube is such a great idea. They take used EV battery packs and install them in a 10x10x10 container cube to power EV charging.
Yeah, so go check out our interview over on Disruptive Investing with Chris, where we get to geek out on the whole process. And thank you again, Will, for all your great work. Seriously, everybody, go subscribe to Will at Tesla Jigsaw and show him some love. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Doge Designer says approximately 31.3% of the world, around 2.57 billion people, still lack internet access. Starlink has the potential to fix this.
Google and Rush responds, yes.
Starlink is now installed on 6 Scottish trains.
Yes, ScotRail is pilot testing Starlink for a 6-month trial from Inverness to Truro. No, that's not right. Thurso, Wick, Kyle of Lochalsh, and Aberdeen. I've been to all these places many times. Some of Scotland's most remote rail lines.
Wait a minute, we have to stop here for a second. Will, I specifically gave you the British lines. But I know they're Scottish, so I guess that's why you can't pronounce
Scottish.
Them.
Totally different.
So do you think at the ScotRail board meeting, they were like, okay, so these Starlinks are Scottish, right?
Well, let's see here, Finlay. Aye, it is. It says the company SpaceX is owned by Elon Musk, and I think he's American. So no, Finlay, I'm sorry to say Starlink is not Scottish.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Once the pilot is over, ScotRail will expand to southern Scotland, including West Highlands, Stranraer, Dumfries, and border routes.
As long as Starlink isn't crap!
Oh, aye.
All right, so what do you get when you put online gaming, airplanes, and Starlink together?
sky-high, lag-free dogfights.
Close. You get this. This is Qatar Airlines online Fortnite gaming tournament that took place at 36,000 feet using Starlink.
Why?
Because it's there? I don't know.
Huh.
And the latest update for the Starship Flight 9 launch from the new local Notice to Mariners is now next week, Wednesday, May 21st. We had first thought it was May 20th, but now it appears to be Wednesday, the 21st, between 6:30 and 8:34 p.m. Central Time. So that's the latest that we know of as of yet.
Gorkl and Rust posts 28 launches and landings of the same booster.
Yeah, SpaceX said fleet-leading Falcon booster completes its 28th launch and landing. So, do you think I could get a job at SpaceX as the call-out guy?
Stage one landing leg deploy. Stage one landing confirmed. Huh?
That's brilliant. Elon. That's really good. You got great voice.
It's like, it's the flattest delivery I've ever heard. It's so cool. Yeah. I would be so excited every launch. I'd be like, landing legs deployed. All right. Great story here from S.E. Robinson Jr. You guys should go subscribe to him over on X. He said on Friday, SpaceX's Sergio Lara hosted the fifth grade class from the J.T. Canales Elementary School at Starbase. These students didn't come with privilege, but they came with passion. They didn't walk through Starbase with fear or hesitation. They walked with wide eyes, sharp questions, and a fire to learn. You could see it in the way they listened, the way they pointed toward the sky, the way they whispered to one another, "One day I'll work here." Ad Astra per Aspera, to the stars through difficulties. These students are the very embodiment of that. Can you imagine if you got to go on a class trip to Starbase when you're a kid?
Be incredible, wouldn't it? I just love the fact that they've opened a school there and it's become a city and it's just gonna, you know, take off. And I just inspire so many people to like, people just want to work for SpaceX and Tesla. They're going to want to go to that school too when they realize how better the education system is there, yeah. I imagine.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Sunspots. So this chart here from SolarBank shows that solar energy has scaled faster than any other energy generation technology, and its growth is only accelerating.
And as Elon said this week, energy harnessed on Earth will increase 100-fold and will mostly be solar.
Interesting. And you figure he knows what he's talking about. Also in Sunspots, two new big Tesla Megapack installations happening. Georgia Power has begun constructing a $700 million, 765 megawatt Megapack site to serve Bibb, Lowndes, Floyd, and Cherokee counties in Georgia.
It is slated for completion between May and November 2026.
And Tesla has begun delivering Megapack 2XL units to the 75 megawatt Glacier battery energy storage system in Montana, set to be operational by later this year. The system will enhance grid stability by optimizing renewable energy from the BHE Montana's wind and solar facilities.
It will connect to the Montana-Alberta tie line. What's a tie line though, Zach?
I think between Alberta, Canada, and Montana. I guess we're connected to Canada.
Cool.
And if you guys want to get some, not mega packs, but power walls in your house and you don't know where to begin, talk to our friends at Energy Pal. They will help you go solar and battery for less. Descriptions down below. Let them know that Zach and Will sent you. All right, it's time for Patreon bonus stories. Will and I have a lot to discuss, so head on over to Patreon if you haven't joined us already for as little as a buck a month, and we'll give you all of those bonus stories as part of your membership. So help support the show and get a lot more news just by going to Patreon. We'll see you guys there. All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the Patreon poll. What is it this week, Will?
Do you think the federal EV tax credit should go?
And it looks like 83% say they would agree if Congress will cut oil and gas subsidies too. That's only fair. Yeah, I think that's only fair. I don't think we hear about the subsidies because we don't like fill them out on our taxes and get like, oh, I bought all this gas for my car this year. I get a tax credit. That's already taken place, you know, behind closed doors. But I think if we saw that out front, I think that if you actually did file for a tax credit, you'd see how many thousands of dollars oil and gas get from each taxpayer every year. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Should also add that, you know, your patrons are always right on every one of your little polls.
They tend to be. Exactly.
Yeah, they do.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Gorklon, still Elon, said very few people realize that Europe's entire electricity needs can be met with solar panels covering an area less than the size of the island of Sicily. Battery packs can cover the energy needed during the night. He went on to say, because cooling scales as a square with body surface area, but heat generation scales as a cube with body mass, there is an upper limit to the size of a whale before it gets so hot that it overheats even in near freezing water. Wow, he thinks about stuff like that. He went on to do this whole post this week about like whether or not King Kong could exist because it's too big for its cooling needs. But he went on to say how interesting that we live during a time when the largest creature ever, the blue whale, is alive too. Elon said, by enabling high-speed, low-latency, and affordable internet globally, Starlink will do more to educate and lift people out of poverty than any NGO.
Gawkel and Russ went on to post, with internet access, you can learn anything and sell your goods and services to a global market.
He went on to say, without internet, kids in poor, isolated, rural areas don't have a way to educate themselves beyond what limited schooling is offering. They're just stuck. Mario Nafal says, Trump gold card visa is real. $5 million for a ticket to America. Trump's $5 million visa is quietly going live, complete with its own government domain, digital infrastructure built by Doge, and already integrated into U.S. immigration systems. It's the high roller fast lane to U.S. residency. What do you think, Will?
Yeah, I can't quite afford that just yet.
No?
As much as I'd love to come. Not yet.
Wait till it goes on sale. Gorklon said, we're doing a quiet trial to make sure the system works properly. Once it is fully tested, it'll be rolled out to the public with an announcement by the president. And Elon was proudly showing off his standings in Diablo 4. Gorklon said, number 6 on the hardcore leaderboard and number 1 druid in the world for a short while at least. Lots of controversy about whether he really deserves to be on that list, since I guess someone plays his account for him a lot of the time. I think this is probably why New York didn't want him to get that money permit, because he's just so reckless. Jesse Pelton posted, there is no cobalt in a lithium iron phosphate battery. LFP is the chemistry currently being deployed at scale for grid storage.
Gawkel and Russ responds, true. All the ingredients in lithium ion LFP batteries are now low cost and extremely common. No rare elements are used at all.
Gorklon said 3.5, he's referring to the new Grok, is still too rough around the edges, needs another week or so. And he went on to say that future starships will be even bigger. Oh, good, because I didn't think they were big enough. That's good. Gorklon said the two fundamental scaling metrics of intelligence are useful compute per watt and total watts. Wow, he is so, like, not thinking where I'm thinking. He's always, like, 10 steps ahead. Okay, I guess I'm not using enough watts.
He went on to say, been thinking about the fastest way to bring a terawatt of compute online that is roughly equivalent to all electrical power produced in America today. You keep thinking on that one, Elon. I'm sure you'll get there eventually.
Well, actually, a few minutes later, he did. He said 10 starships can produce a terawatt. And then Robin Wren said, you will need to generate your own electricity distributed and co-located with the compute. The grid will be useless when you talk about this much power. Elon said exactly. And then went on to say, it's a useful exercise for Mars, too, where vast solar arrays will be needed, plus fission. So he's basically thinking not only for powering his XAI supercomputers, but also a whole planet. Mike P. posted, I'll pay anyone at Tesla AI $20 to give me a hint about what's going on internally with FSD. Even just one sentence works. I'm desperate. I'll take anything. Let me know. Thank you. And then what did Tesla AI post?
A man with a spoon.
Interesting. Gorklon Russ said, game time, big time.
What is that bloke? Is he a chef?
It looks like a chef, but I don't know if that just means they're cooking something up.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Or he's going to get spanked with a spoon. I don't know what that means.
We'll find out. Elon Fax posted Elon Musk on Optimus. People have no idea. This is going to be bigger than the car. Beth said way bigger.
Gorklon Rust, maybe 10 times. Bigger.
Interesting. Well, that's a lot of revenue. G Penna posted, my 88-year-old grandma tried full self-driving for the first time today. She hasn't driven in years. Today, she's considering buying a Tesla.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. This really feels weird.
Gawkelon Russ responds, FSD will be a life-changing product for many people.
Wow, that's amazing to think about, right? That it's going to allow people who are kind of just stuck in the house to now get back out there and do what they need to do. Insurrection Barbie posted, had Grok analyze the 389-page tax bill, and can I say how amazing it is?
Gawkelon Russ responds, Grok from XAI can instantly help figure issues in complex documents.
Yeah, I've had Grok help me on my taxes, and it's really great.
Yeah, I used, what did I use the other day? Not a Doctor on the Grok app. That was fantastic. I had a really long conversation with it, and, you know, good 20-minute chat about things. Very, very interesting. Highly recommend having a play with it and see what you think.
Interesting. Did it have good bedside manner?
He had very good bedside manner, indeed. It's time for EV Tip of the Week.
Remember, send us your EV tips to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Zach, you were telling me about this Tesla tip a couple of days ago.
Oh, right. So you know how sometimes you're driving along and maybe your passenger in the back puts like a package or a laptop or something onto the seat next to them, and then your Tesla thinks it's an unbuckled passenger and you get that red warning light on the screen?
Yes, it's very annoying.
So Jesse taught me this one. You just tap it. You tap that little red button and it should turn into a child's car seat icon, which indicates that the warning is disabled for that seat during the current drive. Now, obviously, don't do this unless you know indeed that no one is still sitting in the seat.
Yeah, I'm sure he used to try that in frustration, like, turn it off! But great, if they've fixed that problem, brilliant.
Exactly. I'm always like turning around trying to get the thing off the seat, you know? So this works on Cybertruck and on our 2025 Model Y. I'm not sure if it works on all models and all model years of Tesla. So comment down below to tell us if it works for you. And don't forget, send us your tips at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Yeah, that might be why it doesn't work on my classic California-built Standard Range Plus Model 3. It's not got that upgrade yet. Maybe.
We need Elon to send us an update. Well, thank you for joining us today, everybody.
And don't miss Zach and Jesse's interview with the CEO of ChargeCube, a company that I told them about first. Look at me, I'm a breaking news reporter.
Thank you, Will. That's over on our Disruptive Investing channel.
ChargeCube is just one of those ideas that once you learn about it, you think, why didn't I think of that?
I know.
Such a good one.
I know. I'm like, how hard could it be to put some used batteries in a giant container? And then you talk to Chris and you realize, okay, he's super smart. And he not only had to figure out all the electronics, which is overwhelming, but he also has to do the whole business side of it.
And for places of work that can't have chargers installed, you could just have one of these charge queues plopped in your car park for as long as you need it and then removed when you're finished with it. Really is genius.
Really is.
See you on Thursday, everyone.
Now you know.
Ah, shout out, bigger gap.
What, you haven't done this 400 times before?
Well, I'm usually saying it to you and Jesse as you sat in the studio from my TV. So this is very, very peculiar. Right, let's try it again. Landing legs are deployed. I can't believe it. Oh, very good. It's British. Oh, no, it wasn't British. No, it's American. Forget that. Well, let's see you here, Fenley. Aye, it is. Thurso? I know it's not pronounced like that. I can't remember.
What? You can't pronounce these names either?
I could say purple bulgur alarm. That's about as good as my Scottish gets. I'll go 1, 2, 3, and then we'll do it, okay?
Okay.
So, right. See you on Thursday, everyone.
Now you know.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.